Once again, at the top of America tonight, kicking it off with our friends from Talk Radio News, none better than our pal Ellen Ratner, who, by the way, it's like wherever news is, she's there. Cleveland, Ohio, the missing women, you know the story about Amanda Berry, and who's there but Ellen Ratner? Ellen, what was it like to be in Cleveland when that was going on?
Well, it was pretty wild. I was actually at a federal judge's chambers, a guy I'd gone to school with. We were having our high school reunion meeting when this broke, and I had been railing on and on about how sentences are too long and that kind of thing, because I basically do not believe in prison except for violent people, which, of course, this guy was. And they said to me, well, what would, and one of my classmates is a federal judge, one of my classmates is a federal prosecutor. And they basically said to me, well, what would you do with this one? I said, I have to admit, it's a hard one.
It is a hard one. And we probably don't even know all the details yet. It's just some of it's still starting to pour out. It's very crazy stuff, don't you think? Especially those women, they were young girls. They lived so close to that house and nobody really knew.
No one knew. I mean, that's what you so. And the other thing is the son, who didn't have much of a relationship with his father, but saw locks on things, and he didn't question it.
Yeah, that's what I think is weird. I would question it. I thought that was very strange, too. He just let it go, like, okay.
But clearly this is a very strange family that has done strange things.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, we haven't heard the last of that. We don't know what's going to happen yet. We'll see.
We'll find out a lot more as things happen.
Yeah, no kidding. Speaking of about as things happen, okay, immigration back and forth, back and forth. Ted Cruz, the Republican senator from Texas today, it seems like he's always in the headlines anyway, but he says he wants to triple the number of Border Patrol agents. How does he propose to do that, and who's voting on that?
60,000 people. Well, you know, we're cutting back on everything except, I guess, Border Patrol agents. This would be the largest increase, really, in federal law enforcement in any agency. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Wow.
Because is it really, you know, if you're smart, you're going to be able to penetrate that border.
Yep.
Even put a huge wall up between here and Mexico. I mean, get in a boat and go to Florida.
Right. Right. So how do you, so there's no way to, I mean, let's face it, you're right. How do you permanently seal that? You can't. There's always a way to get around it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Benghazi, boy, this is the story that's just not going away. And after that testimony the other day, the six-hour testimony, the three whistleblowers.
I was there for 3 hours of it.
Oh, what was that like?
Well, you know, I honestly feel, look, I feel if Hillary Clinton wasn't running for president, maybe, I'm not sure she is, if she's well enough, I don't think she, if she's physically well, I think she will. But if not, I don't think she will. And if she wasn't running, I don't think they'd make such a big deal of this. But they feel that this is a way that they're going to get at Hillary Clinton. And the problem is there was some clear retaliation against some of the embassy, like the deputy chief of staff,
mm-hmm.
all that. And that's unacceptable. And that should not have happened at the State Department, period, end of statement.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
Is it where they need to have a special select committee like they did for Watergate? I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. Retaliation, that's huge in the courts these days at companies, at private companies. So, yeah, the State Department, that clearly is what they did to Greg Hicks. Without a doubt.
And he was the one that was doing all this testimony. And they... You know, Hillary Clinton has called him and complimented him on how well he ran the embassy. And then when he was found talking to a member of Congress, they said that his management style was terrible. I mean, it was really unacceptable what they did with him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Gitmo, the president said when he was running the first time around that this was going to be closed down. Any closer to this? There's a bunch of signatures in the petition.
Well, the chief prosecutor, who's actually a colonel in the military, is delivering a petition tomorrow of, you know, a huge amount of signatures to close Guantanamo. And when you have the prosecutor who has turned down this, that's quite something.
Yeah, absolutely. The other big thing, of course, is, you know, you mentioned this. I said wherever the news is, you are not far behind. Watertown, you were there. Now you got these Boston bombing hearings. What will there be stuff that comes out of that, that, you know, with this whole Russian intelligence?
Well, they got Senator Lieberman, who used to run the Senate Homeland Security. This was at House Homeland Security, talking about, you know, Islamic guys that we really have to watch out for. But, of course, there's a lot of terrorism that has nothing to do with Islam, and I think Sandy Hook Elementary School is a perfect example.
Yeah. Last one, Syria and the whole surface-to-air missiles deal. Carney commented from the White House today on this. What did he say?
Well, basically, he said that it would not be a happy situation if Russia sells these surface-to-air missiles, that they've asked Russia not to get involved, that this is not the way for Assad to leave Syria, and the White House obviously is continuing to talk to the Russians.
Yeah. All right, Ellen Ratner, we'll see where you pop up next, because I know it's going to be a big news story.
Yeah, let's hope it's not in the two worst things we've seen in the last year.
Thanks, Ellen. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You heard Ellen there make reference to the fact that, hey, she coincidentally was in both places. But the Cleveland case has definitely opened up the eyes of many people who have had children gone missing. There is a little ray of hope for some, thinking that maybe their daughter or their son could become the next Amanda Berry, perhaps, as they were taken when they were coming home from school or whatnot. And I wonder if that's a good thing. I think, you know, in my heart I say it's a good thing. Hope is always much more positive than the alternative. But this was 10 years that these families waited. In the meantime, Amanda Berry's own mother died, probably partially due to a broken heart, the fact that she was working so hard to try to find her daughter. I mean, it is worth the question to ask the question. Is in one way, while they're talking about the, you know, thousands of fantasies are now opened up to the possibility that maybe their child that was on the milk carton, that was on the list of kids who have gone missing, that was on a previous America's Most Wanted, that was on the local news when the plea for help, you know, in that first 24 hours where it's so critical, that hope for a miracle. Now, there are lessons to this about the never giving up thing, which is what Elizabeth Smart, who was on many of the morning shows and whatnot, who was ripped from her bedroom in the middle of the night in Salt Lake City as a child, and we know the rest of that story. So that's her message. Her message is, this happened to me, and look what happened in the end. 9 months later, somebody, because my father's pressing and talking to people and going on Larry King, 9 months later, I'm found because somebody recognizes me from all the big publicity push. But is it fair to really fan those fires of hope? 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. More on the monster behind what happened in Cleveland coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play the music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with sun. Let me see.
Boy, it sure is hard to jump into the middle of Diana Krall's song, isn't it? Yeah, it is. All right, so as we continue here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney, happy Mother's Day to all of you who are mothers out there. And don't forget about your mothers, guys. You know, that's the one time of year where you really have to do the catch-up thing if you haven't been around that much. You know, far be it for me to tell you what you need to go and do, what you need to go and bring. But, you know, that card, that call, that goes a very, very long way. It's not about spending the money at all. It's about the show of appreciation. Let's put it that way. So speaking of the show of appreciation, another thought on this with the families and the fact that those women were found after 10 years when, you know, you would think 10 years, boy, they're, who knows, they're buried somewhere underground. They've been killed and dumped somewhere far, far away. I mean, the things that your mind could come up with, but it has given people who have children that have been missing for a while a shred of hope. And as I said at the top, I wonder if that's a good thing or if that's a bad thing. And I think what ignited this thought in me is the fact that I got a really poignant note from a guy named John who said, I'm using the name John Kate, but it's really not my real name. I had a child that disappeared 5 years ago. I don't want to give away too many details because I don't really want to share the story. There were suspects, but the suspects were cleared And it is really, truly a matter of being fast to try to get to them while there is some sort of a trail. And the trail had gone cold for us. The Cleveland story has now ignited my fires again to go and put out flyers, to ask questions, to take pictures around, and to push for the detectives on the case to dig up new information if possible. I'll tell you that I am from the West Coast, and this happened on the West Coast. God bless those girls for all of their courage, and I hope they fry Castro. So you see that although he didn't give us a lot of information, I believe that note to be true, and I think that there are, I've talked to, sadly, many parents who have had children that have disappeared and ended up found later in where they were killed, and others where they have not found their children, and they pushed and pushed and pushed, and they have to come to a place where they can have some sanity in their lives and still put one foot in front of the other. So you just sort of wonder, are there a lot of these other stories out there? Are there other kids that are somewhere in some basement who are with some crazy idiot who took them off the street when they were younger, and now they're raising them as their own kid, or they're abusing them, or who knows what the scenario is? But I don't know. Is it a good thing to have these expectations suddenly foisted into your mind as you've come to a place where you can live, can try to move forward? Because that has to be just one of the worst things. Because, you know, in all of life we have loss. All of us will experience loss at some point. But the loss of your child before you go supposedly is the period most horrific thing that can happen to you. So imagine living with that. Imagine thinking that they're still out there. Cop says, Kate, some runaways don't want to be found either due to home abusiveness or domestic situations, I think is what he's saying. But that's true. There are some situations that are horrific, and they're running. They're running from that situation, and they're out there somewhere. It's like the story the other day of the woman who dropped off her young kids at school. She was in the middle of this terrible divorce, and she was hysterical in her car. All of a sudden, she starts talking to some homeless people, and they say, hey, we're going to Florida. She decides she's going to go, too. And I said, can you imagine? That was a 10-year period, too. Can you imagine your mother's been homeless? She's lived with different people. She's never once contacted you. You're a 7-year-old kid. You're a 9-year-old kid. And your mother just vanishes off the planet, so you assume the worst as well. So that this is an adult situation. But I think that I think more people are going to gravitate toward this could happen to me. So this could be the case with me. Maybe I need to push harder. Maybe I need to go out there and knock on the cop's door again. If it's a cold case, get them to try to reopen it, that kind of thing. But mentally, is that helpful, or is it, I mean, honestly, you got to ask that, is it more damaging in a way? As a cockeyed optimist, I always want to think of the best, so I think, you know, glasses half full and all that stuff, even when sometimes the glass gets drained, and then I say, well, that's not what I thought was going to happen. But we're not talking about jobs, we're not talking about situations, we're talking about a game changer, life changer, something that is just so horrendous to live with. And the if question must hover around in the air, because that's always what you hear. Well, if I hadn't dropped them, if I had gone here, if only this had happened, if I had been 5 minutes, you know, all that kind of nonsense that doesn't do anyone any good, that you really can't answer that question. So just a thought. You might want to throw in your two cents. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net, or 855-266-5283. The digits, 855-266-5283. The Benghazi hearing, and Ellen, was right about the retaliation thing. There's no doubt that Greg Hicks, I mean, I don't care if you see left of left or you see right of right. In the workplace, this has become very big in you know, work cases where employers are having to deal with retaliation or having to pay out because of the retaliation of the accusations of retaliation, which sometimes are there. And clearly with the State Department, it certainly seems like he got massive backlash for stepping forward and saying what was happening. And, you know, that's too bad because it had to, somebody who is a career public servant who puts himself in that situation and then in return gets that thrown back in his face when he's horrified because he realizes, wait a second, I talked to Ambassador Stevens and he said we're being attacked. He screamed it in the phone. So why is the narrative that this had to do because it was a protest and it was all about this YouTube Prophet Muhammad deal? So you can see it. I don't think it has anything to do with rabid Republicans who are looking to get an edge on going after Clinton because she was the Secretary of State. I mean, certainly there are some that are having this conversation, but just taking the facts and not politicizing it, just looking at the facts, how do you do that? How do you have somebody you trust who is a senior official who talked to the man before he was killed, and then you swing that story around? There really is no answer for this. It absolutely doesn't make any sense. So check this out. Speaker John Boehner calling now for the release of an email that he said showed that the State Department believed from the start that Islamic terrorists were linked to the attack, but they're declining to say so. They won't say it publicly. So Boehner is demanding, saying this a day after the dramatic six-hour hearing that we just talked about by a House committee, that something turns on this, that this is a major failure by the administration and the State Department because of what ensued as a result of what the narrative was out there, which is, again, the 17 days, if you haven't heard this story, the president was furious about the Benghazi thing, the Libyan president, and said, listen, you know, here's the thing. We are not letting your FBI in to investigate. And they held them at bay for 17 days. Imagine the evidence that was destroyed. Imagine the evidence. All right, we're bouncing back to Cleveland. Jump with us in just a sec.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
On Ariel Castro, who now is running for cover. Boy, he doesn't want anything to do with the media trying to snap shots of him, in case you might have noticed if you saw any video on this guy whatsoever. Interesting. He was the big man when he could tie up a bunch of innocent young girls and destroy their lives, but a little bit different when suddenly he has to answer for his sick, sordid, twisted affair in Cleveland, what he did for a decade. And we don't even know half of the details on this. Who knows what comes out next? We do know that he might face the death penalty. And there are a lot of people that will hammer me about my stances pro-death penalty. Not in every situation. I think it's, you have to examine the situation closely. And when you definitely have it, I mean, when you have nailed it shut and there is, without a doubt, there is not any daylight creeping in some heinous cases of things that have been done, I think it's eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. And I guess it depends on where you go with that. If you go Old Testament, then you understand what I'm saying. So an Ohio prosecutor says he might seek the death penalty against Castro. He's officially been charged, of course, with the kidnap and rape of the three women that he brutalized, allegedly, for, what, 10 years, while also inducing, and here's what will get him into big trouble. And I bet you all knew it the second the story broke, when this little detail came out. While allegedly inducing abortions in at least one of the women that he, girl that became a woman that he was holding. So capital punishment could be reserved for those crimes that are, what do they say? In the words of the Cuyahoga County prosecutor, Tim McGinty, the worst examples of human conduct. He said it better than me. The worst examples, and this is obviously a case of that. So additional charges of aggravated murder related to the pregnancies would be thrown in there. The death penalty, by the way, because all laws are different across the board in some cases in our land, in Ohio, is certainly there for the most depraved criminals who commit aggravated murder during the course of a kidnapping. So this would absolutely fit if they link this all together and he does this job. He supposedly, allegedly, and I heard and from a source, if this is accurate, that he's definitely copped to this. So maybe before he lawyered up, I'm not sure, but when he started to blather about what had been done, he induced abortions in Michelle Knight on at least 5 occasions. So she's raped, she's abused, she's smashed around, and then she's also pushing out 5 fetuses. Ugh, sickening. Jack says, from down under, the death should be mandatory for Castro. What do you think, America? Is that too harsh? Is it better to give him 3 square, lock him away, and let him rot in prison somewhere, get that hour of sunlight a day, read a few books, have a chance at a GED or who knows what else? So he is charged, as I said. I just described to you Michelle Knight's saga. That's one. We also know that Amanda Berry, of course, carried a child to full term, delivered the 6-year-old in a plastic kiddie pool. Yeah. Just squat over there. We'll make sure we have you chained up, and you can have that baby in the pool. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Too bad that they just can't let those women in a room with them and a baseball bat. Swing that bat around. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just how I feel. And I know I'm going to get a rash of nonsense about it, but bring it on. I always say this. This show is about all opinions, so you can completely disagree with mine and feel like I'm being too harsh. Absolutely. Because I know plenty of people that will say, well, death penalty is playing God. You're playing God by throwing the death penalty out there. So you have the 6-year-old, you have the 5 allegedly aborted fetuses. Bail, by the way, was set at $2 million for each case. So that's a total of $8 million. No chance he's making bail. He's an unemployed former school bus driver. He told the investigators, because he was blathering. He's blathering. That's why I think they have him on the charges of the murder. But, I mean, I think they'll be able to piece that together. But he told the investigators that he is a sex addict. So he's, because, you know, they'll tear him from limb to limb in that Ohio jail. So he's being held in isolation. They also discovered a note at his house of horrors on Seymour Avenue. The police say Castro kept the women definitely bound and prevented them from leaving. We know that. So when people say, well, why didn't they just try to escape? Couldn't they have just gotten out? I mean, why didn't they just run for help when he was going out to get Doritos? Why didn't they just bolt out the door? So, no, they were tied down. They were kids especially, probably frightened out of their gourds when he picked them up. But he says that he's expressing remorse. He's said this now over and over again for his actions. And he keeps repeating that he is addicted to sex. So he couldn't have found a prostitute. He couldn't have gone in a different direction. I'm just saying. I don't care what he did in his life, but the fact that he did this to them, this does not wash. So he was in court. He had a dark blue prison-issued jumpsuit. He had his head hanging down low through the entire thing. He signed a bunch of documents with his hands shaking, and his hands were shackled. Ooh, turnabout's fair play, isn't it? So he's held in what I said in this isolation and administrative segregation at this Cuyahoga County jail. He's on suicide watch, but they really don't think he's a suicide guy. He's going to face more charges after a grand jury hearing, that's likely. And he's represented by whatever issue public defender there is that he got in this case. And there were no leads. No leads in any of the cases, they say. We were talking about people and having hope of maybe they'll find their kids or whatever. There was no hot leads in any of the cases until Amanda Berry, when she finally had her opportunity, when a neighbor heard her screaming from behind a locked door and helped free her. Thank goodness. Thank goodness that happened. And initially we thought the brothers were involved because they were arrested too, but there's no charges in connection with it. They did have misdemeanor charges on other things, but nothing to do with this case. So there's an arraignment. Castro's mother apologized. Good for her. I mean, seriously, she has to be in shock. She apologized to the victims. And here's what she said. She said, "I am really suffering. And I ask those mothers to forgive me and the girls to forgive me. I'm suffering what they suffered because I am suffering for my son. My son is sick. I have nothing to do with what he did." Imagine that. Happy Mother's Day, huh? For everybody all the way around in this situation. So the clues are, you know, how were they treated? He lured them, as you can imagine, because he knew the roots, he knew the girls. He lured them from the street into the car. That's what happened. And then brought them to his Seymour Avenue dungeon. And, you know, one by one, different girls were added. They were supposedly sexually assaulted again and again and again and abused and all that kind of stuff. They were initially chained in the basement and then assaulted over and over again. And just he kept trying to just break their spirits. Just whip them into shape is how he put it. Just break their spirits. And then they would be allowed to go into, they'd have privileges to go into other parts of the house, which, of course, there were plastic bags over all of the windows. And, boy, it's just, as the investigators must, it must have been just so tough to listen to some of what they had to say. There was one time they were allowed to go as far as the backyard. They had to have wigs, sunglasses, and their heads down. Their heads had to be down. Wow. So the good news is that it does have a happy ending in a sense because they're out of there. They're not dead. He didn't kill them. They now have this journey of trying to move on from it, but at least there was that moment, the shocking moment, and the neighbor, thank goodness, the neighbor acting upon it. Because think about this, you're the next door neighbor, you're a house down, you're a house across, and you hear screams, you run, respond, is it a domestic violence thing, is something going on, you don't know. But that quick response is, I think, what the big difference was in this case for all of those girls. Because if that hadn't happened, who knows? He gets home, he realizes what's happened, and then tries to lock them up even more and make it airtight so there's just absolutely no way anyone would hear anything, as much as you could possibly do it. Because, you know, this is radio, but picture this. They almost look like bigger row houses. The houses were really close to each other. But the way the house seemed to be sealed up, there wasn't a lot that got out of there. And of course, they were frightened to death to do anything for fear that they wouldn't be around if he caught them, obviously. And I'm sure there's more details that we don't know. But does this guy deserve death? I'm going to throw out those numbers again, 855-266-5283. We're moving to the front seat, putting our foot on the pedal as we head for the exits for this hour anyway of America Tonight. You don't want to miss what's coming up next.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Here on this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, it's retirement, refinement, rebooting, the three R's. Let's start with refinement, or at least a review. So the 911 dispatcher who got the frantic call from Amanda Berry, where at one point you can hear her frustration and she's saying, I'm all over TV. I'm all over TV. I was kidnapped. So she makes the call. She's hysterical, which she should have been because, of course, she's trying to get away from a monster who's abused her for 10 years. And the dispatcher seemed like out of sync with what was happening, in my opinion, with the call. And this dispatcher who handled that 911 call, they're reviewing it over and over again in Cleveland. That's what they're saying. Hey, like, listen, okay, we're reviewing it after a possible procedural error, a couple of them, by the dispatcher. We're looking into it. You know, the real thing to me, one of the real things is, man, there was no empathy in that voice. Now, I don't know how I would do as a 911 operator, frankly, because people call me, and that's what I would be. I would be like, you just hang on. You stay with me. Let's we can do this together. I know I would be feeling as though I would wanted to reach out and grab on to the person. So, and you never know with these calls, but I wouldn't, if I'm the person on the other end, I'm going to assume that it's all real. So she makes the call. The person who took the call, they say, did comply with the policies and procedures, which enabled, and I said this on a previous show, a very fast response by police. We have noted some concerns, which will be the focus of our review, including the call taker's failure to remain on the line. That was their big thing. Hey, she should have stayed on the line. She didn't do that. That's what we want to slap her on the wrist for. And the people reviewing, it's like Martin, this guy's name, Martin Flass. Nice last name, huh? He's the director of the Cleveland Department of Public Safety. So then you can get the 911 transcript. In it, the operator's reacting or interacting with Barry, supposedly. At one point, after Barry asked for police, the operator says, we're going to send them as soon as we can get, and I know I said this already, as soon as we can get a car open. Oh, no problem. Well, listen, I've been abused. I've had a child. I've been chained. I've been beaten. So, sure, I hope you can get that car here. See, I think, fine if there's procedures, and she blew the procedures by making the one statement or not keeping her on the line. But do they not teach them compassion? I've heard fabulous dispatchers in some of these calls that we've aired who are just amazing with children and other people who call in these desperate situations. And they're great. They have definite empathy. You can hear it in their voice. For goodness sake, on September 11th, there were a bunch of cases where that happened. And I thought the dispatchers really handled it well. Tried to do what they can to comfort the people on the other line who, for goodness sake, we're in a burning building and we're asking, should I jump or is someone going to come and save me? And we're talking about the World Trade Center towers. So we'll see if anything happens to the person who answered the call. But I think it's more than the procedure thing. For goodness sake, I mean, what is going on in Cleveland? They're not very good in this missing persons thing, and now are they botching up the 911 operators when they interview them? I don't know. Shouldn't that be one of the questions? How do you handle, you know, someone calls you, they've been kidnapped, they're on fire, their child's drowning, this is happening. And don't they say, have a little compassion in that voice? Is that too much? You know, is that too much to ask? You know, hey, could you just respond that way? If it's pretend or someone's annoying or whatever, they're going to get in trouble. Don't worry about it. But I think, to me, that was the biggest thing that was lacking. Forget the few procedural things. You know, I've been kidnapped and I'm missing for 10 years. I'm here. I'm free now. And, well, we'll see when we can get an open car, sweetie. What would his clothes look like? What was he dressed like? Ooh, So anyway, some refinement, if nothing else, is needed there. All right, for retirement, Rondé Barbera. You know who he is? Of course you do, right? Come on, sports fans. A little sports shorts for you. Tiki Barbera, his brother, the two of them playing pro football. And I saw Rondé Barbera play quite a bit and a couple of times in Tampa, a couple of times when I was covering the Cowboys, and they played Tampa. So, you know, he's a guy who spent his entire career with the Tampa Bay Bucks, which is so rare. You don't see that now anymore because players take more money, teams go in a different direction, you know, whatever. And he's, you know, like I said, the guy who spent his time there. And in the seasons that he was there, 5 Pro Bowls, a Super Bowl title, and 47 career interceptions. He was a corner. That was his position. So he made some timely interceptions. Here's what he had to say.
I had the most motivation any player could have. I had a great twin brother. He was my inspiration more than I probably ever say. I'm a great football player because he was a great football player. And I think he would say the same about me. I love coming to work every day. Even last year when you beat us up. I love football. I'll always love football. But football is just what I did. It's not who I am. And I'm ready to move on.
Ooh, so hard to step away from the game when you've played it for so long. And think about that. That goes through childhood, too. All right, so that is the retirement part. The rebooting part. Ready for this? See, this was worth the wait. To jump in the front seat, to go around the track a few more times with me. The rebooting, I don't think will happen. But there is pressure on the Redskins to change the name. The Redskins have been around for a very long time. In the NFL, I know, because I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and we hated those Redskins. Who did my family talk about? The Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys. So the Redskins owner is feeling the pressure to change the name, Daniel Snyder, and he said, listen, we will never change, ever, the name of the team. So the Associated Press did a little poll. You know, I'm the poll princess. And they found that 79% of the over 1,000 people who responded favored the Redskins keeping their name. You know, that's not going to really have necessarily any bearing on Snyder's feelings. He does whatever he wants to in his little fiefdom. But he's saying, we won't change this. As a lifelong Redskins fan, this is Snyder, he says, I think the Redskins fans understand the great tradition and what it's all about and what it means. So we feel fortunate to be working on next season. The reason, of course, for the Redskins' pressure to change the name is because it's politically incorrect to have that name. And there are a lot of Indian tribes that have take great offense to that name. And there have been others that have made changes, especially in college sports. They just buckle at the knees the second there's some kind of controversy over that. Okay, that's fine. We won't do that anymore. We won't say, you know, we won't do it. We won't have a tomahawk chop, and we won't have an Indian ride out on the horse anymore. Won't do any of that that kind of stuff. So the naming issue has been a debate for a while, and they're trying to defend it as much as they can, but Redskins is Redskins, and you know, Google it, look up what the definition is if you wanted to go strictly on that. But the reason the team was called that, because they were tough, they were mighty. That's the kind of names that you were looking for. The NFL commissioner Roger Goodell was asked about it at the Super Bowl press conference back in the beginning of the year in February, and he's kind of blew it off. It's like, yeah, why are we spending so much time on it? You know, he said, growing up in Washington, which he did, I understand the affinity for that name with the fans. I understand the other side of it. I don't think anyone wants to offend anyone. But this has been discussed several times over a long period of time. Should they be forced to reboot? I say no, and I don't think they will. So if you're a Redskins fan, take heart. You're not going to be the Marigolds anytime soon.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.